Bruce Kingsbury, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So your Environmental Resources Center is getting a makeover. Congratulations. Now, briefly, what is the center's point and purpose?
The Environmental Resources Center, or the ERC as we like to call it for short, has the mission of promoting the understanding and conservation of our natural resources. And we do that through scientific research, educational opportunities, and community engagement.
And moving from one classroom to a substantial building, and that building's right on the river, what's the vibe of the space and how exciting is that?
This is a great opportunity for us. We have our start basically in a large office. And really what that meant was that mostly what we were was an intellectual hub where we try to accomplish a variety of things through people power rather than have a hub of activity at a place. And so now we have a place that can be a physical hub, and that really improves our opportunities for hosting events, hosting tenants even, having research projects, et cetera, in the building and beyond.
Room to grow is an understatement
here.
So how much expansion to your program has already taken place, including those things you mentioned, and how much can?
Well, I think we only recently moved into this space, and in fact, we're in the middle of the actual move still. So we're rearranging the chairs, not the Titanic chairs, but so it actually provides a wonderful opportunity for us to expand. We have a number of different things that we can do now that we really would have had difficulty to do before. We have a space where we can have meetings, we can have conferences, classes, host a variety of events with flexible furniture and a nice AV system for people to present. In the same area, we have desk space for people who can come in and do projects on a short-term basis. We also have some offices that we are working on renting out to like-minded entities out in the community. We're currently talking to the U.S. Geological Service and also to an array of organizations that are interested in water quality and the rivers. The facility itself is positioned next to the St. Joseph River, and so we have not only the opportunity to launch activities onto the river itself, but we also have space around the building which will allow us to highlight sustainable practices, native landscaping, the removal of exotic species, rain gardens, water holding devices like cisterns or rain barrels. So there's just an amazing array of things that we can do there that we could not do before.
Amazing is certainly the right word there. And honestly, more than this being a center, it sounds like it's a network that you're really establishing. Is that at the bottom of all this? Intentionally
at the heart of what I've tried to accomplish. There's not as much that we can do as individuals as we can do as a network working together in a variety of ways. And we do try to do projects that involve faculty, students, and community members in collaboratives that achieve goals. I'm a biologist, and a lot of my colleagues that interact with us are also biologists, but we engage a variety of faculty in many different disciplines, and I'm doing that intentionally. We have a sociologist that we work with. We have computer science faculty and students that we work with. We also have encouraged activity from graphic design and interior design to help us visualize our space. So that's really the goal, is to have all those sorts of activities.
And good for you. And how long has this plan been in the works?
The opportunity to move into the building came about actually in spring 2018, where I cast a vision for how we might use the space, knowing that it was going to become available. The past occupants moved out in January, and then we had some rehabilitation of the interior, and then we had an empty space. So then we had to fill it. So we have been working on finding funding for furniture of all different sorts that you could imagine in a venue like this. We had donations from private citizens. We had the Purdue Foundation give us a match, and actually we still have $15,000 left in that match, and we're looking for more donations to help us achieve that match. But we are well on our way to fleshing out the interior, and now we've started building a landscaping committee that will work on visualizing first what the area around the building will look like, and then we'll try to pick off projects outside, like a dock for boats, or a rain garden, or a wetland, things like that. That'll take years, but it'll be very exciting the whole time.
Oh, it will. And again, you're laying a wonderful foundation for the future of this center and the university and all of the classes there.
This is an excellent opportunity, not only for the ERC, but it is also an example of a nice collaboration beyond us with the rest of the university. As we look at master planning and also at strategic planning for the university in the next period, sustainability is a part of that conversation and explicitly part of the planning. And so we should be able to play an excellent role in helping on campus and out into the community. And the other thing that's really wonderful lately is that we have been able to hire a sustainability coordinator. This is Samantha Thyssen. She's our first employee.
Expansion, expansion, expansion. I like that. Obviously, you've been busy and obviously you've been interactive, which is the whole point of a university setting. And all of this being done now, Bruce, what other projects do you have going already?
One of the things that we do, I do this with my students and other faculty do it with their students, and then we have additional collaborations, and that is research. We do a variety of projects on water quality, wildlife, habitat management, imperiled species. So that is happening all the time and is quite diverse. And beyond that, what we do is a lot of community engagement projects. One that I'm really pleased with and really highlights what is possible with the ERC is what we call the Water Quality Information Service. And that is a multi-year collaboration that has been going on with the St. Joe River Watershed Initiative and also with the City of Fort Wayne. So what that is a web portal for adding information about water quality and also extracting the water quality information. It's available to the general public and to scientists as well.
Fascinating. And the entire community is encouraged to join in this housewarming party that you're having to familiarize the community with the center. What can folks expect that day?
We'll have a series of activities that afternoon. Soren Hawk is going to be there with their Birds of Prey, their wonderful raptor rehab program, and then we'll move to a native tree walk on campus by Jordan Marshall. And then I will give a talk about progress that we've made in the ERC and the recent developments. And then we'll have a little prize giveaway at the end. And the whole time, we'll have lots of nice things to eat and drink.
Then you really know how to throw a party, and good for you. You've got all the incentive there for people coming. This is like revealing one of Fort Wayne's best-kept secrets to the world, and its time has come. I think that's fantastic. How much do you think this momentum will matter to our own environmental concerns right here in Allen County?
I think this development with the ERC is really good for the campus and is also really good for the community. I do think that Fort Wayne residents have become much more cognizant of quality of place, and they want to live in an area where sustainability and the environment are held as important. So we're in a nice position to help facilitate that. We've been active with the riverfront and active with local land trusts, and I can just see that getting better and better. Improving the water quality, lots of different enhancements into the future.
And okay, Bruce, what does this mean for the university itself and its street cred?
So I think recognizing the importance of sustainability and responsibility in the landscape is important for a university. We need to be progressive about these sorts of things and show leadership. And I think we are stepping nicely into that. The university has been very supportive of the ERC. They have been actually very active already in terms of trying for sustainability. Part of that has to do with being responsible for the earth, but a lot of it has to do with economics. They've done a very nice job in terms of enhancing energy savings, reducing the use of water in various ways. That will continue into the future. There's talk about electric vehicles. There's a new solar array. They're on the move, and we're happy to be part of it.
And going right along, pushing it forward. Now, you and yours did dream real big here, and the results are impressive. I am kind of curious, Bruce, if you could add anything you want to your program tomorrow, money being no object, sky being the limit, what would it be?
I think if we had the sky as the limit, I would say staff. There are just so many things that we can do, and there's just a limit in terms of my time and Samantha's time. We need help, and we also need individuals who have expertise in educational approaches, landscaping, you name it. The more people we have with us, the more we can do.
Well, that's a great dream, and that actually sounds attainable and sustainable.
So.
And as we've been mentioning throughout this conversation, there's always strength in numbers, and Purdue Fort Wayne has really put out a call to bring folks together here, and you have been instrumental in making that happen. So last question, Bruce, what do you personally and specifically hope to gain here by encouraging and enlisting the entire community's involvement?
Well, as a biologist, I have not only been interested in just studying the ecology and behavior of organisms, but I've always felt a responsibility for the habitat and the environment that they live in. And so I'm really pleased to be able to actually have a very positive influence on not only figuring out what the critters need, but also protecting the habitats that they live in. We're everywhere. People are everywhere. And we need to figure out how to be present, be economically successful, and yet also work to preserve wildlife in their habitats and also the general quality of the environment. I'm really happy to be a part of that.
Bruce Kingsbury is professor of biology and director of Purdue Fort Wayne's Environmental Resources Center. Bruce, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Here's to your great new space. Job well done.
Well, thank you very much for having me and allowing me to share what we're doing.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.